If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And let's wrap this hour up. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, with another very special guest, and back to Dr. Mike Roizen. Dr. Mike?
John St. Augustine was the producer at Harpo Radio, the senior executive producer, who trained Dr. Oz. To show you how good a job he did, the first time we did a show with Dr. Oz on radio, he was a C-minus, D-plus at best. By the next show that he was on, a week later, John St. Augustine had taken him under wing, changed him tremendously, and he was the A-plus he has continued to be 1 week of John St. Augustine. But I don't want to talk about that or even about another subject that we're going to talk to John St. Augustine about later. In fact, two other topics, one about a great book he wrote and another one about sleep apnea. But I want to talk to him about an anniversary that he has. So, John, tell us about the anniversary.
Well, Mike, it's so great to hear you and that you guys have all continued on doing great work in the world. And I love being a coach and watching the players play. But the thing that's most important to me and always has been, and you know this from our many conversations, and outside of all the accolades I've gotten in radio and the awards and all the pats on the back and that kind of stuff and the thousands of shows that I've done since, like, 1997, was the fact that in 2002 I donated a kidney to my daughter, Amanda Lee. And she was born with a kidney reflux, which is a fairly common thing. And when, by the time she was five, they had to remove her right kidney, which had become toxic. Her left kidney had a quarter of a kidney left. We made it 8 years on a quarter of a kidney. And then, as I mentioned, in 02, when she was 13, she needed a transplant. And beyond all the odds, I was the perfect donor. Both my dad and grandfather had polycystic kidney disease, and by a miracle, I did not have it. And I was able to donate a kidney to her. And so we're coming up, Mike, on 12 years later. She'll be 26 this September. And I got to tell you, as you know, when you have kids, they are everything. And to watch her go through this process has been twofold for me. One, it's not often that you get a chance to give your child life twice. And two, as you know, I've become such an advocate for organ donation. In any way that I can get the word out, and I'm all over that. So I appreciate the time today.
So organ donation is a key thing, and one of the statements is, why do so many people with kidney disease or liver disease or heart disease or lung disease, when there are all these organs available, why are so many people dying from a lack of the organs?
It's a long debated topic, and I was just reading something really interesting in the New York Times last week about, you know, you and I have had this conversation and before in Mehmet, and, you know, there's a huge black market for organs, and that doesn't help things. And the concept has come up twofold, that one, everybody should be an organ donor the minute you get your driver's license. You have to opt out of it. I think that was a Lisa Oz idea about 5 or 8 years ago. And the second part is, if we were to pay people, if there was some sort of fund put in, would people do it more? The need for organ donation continues to rise, but the amount of donors has stayed static. So, you know, angel donors are on the rise. People hear about someone in need and they do it, but that doesn't happen enough. Every day, 8 to 10 people die waiting on a list for a heart or a kidney or a liver. And, you know, it was just last week or so, it was Walter Payton, would have been his, Walter's like 53rd birthday. And when Walter Payton got cancer and needed a transplant, 10,000 people signed up to help make a donation. Well, he's a famous person. So what happens when someone who's not famous, that word doesn't spread as much? The good part is the Walter and Connie Payton Foundation do great work, and I work with them on organ donation awareness. So it's a really slippery slope, Mike, and it's one of those things, you know this better than I do. Until it's a problem in your back pocket, it's always somebody else's problem, and sometimes by then it's too late.
Now, there is a Facebook page sign up for organ donation, is there not?
Mm-hmm. There
and
is.
Has that been working?
You know, it only works to the extent that it works, meaning it's buried in a lot of other social media things. There's a couple of, the way organ donor lists are set up in different states, and the National Kidney Foundation and the National Organ Registry do their work. I still think it's a case of, you know, our mortality and that to think we're going to die at some point and that people hesitate to take what they have now with them. I think some sort of awareness needs to happen. And, you know, the Facebook page is great, and I support that, and a lot of these organizations are great. I just don't know what it's going to take. It's a hard nut to crack. And every day, I always tell this people, I was out giving a talk yesterday about organ donation and said, you know, just because it hasn't affected you today doesn't mean it won't tomorrow. That heart disease or kidney disease or lungs or liver, it can happen overnight. And you see it there at the Cleveland Clinic all the time. So, unfortunately, I think that I don't see any big shift happening. But if I could get on today and say, sign your license, let people that you love know that you have these wishes. And you know what? Even if you only play the piano, you can still be an organ donor.
Well, I want to thank you. I'm going to do a quick tip of the week right now, and then we're going to have you back, John, to talk about sleep apnea and also about your book. So we will
Thanks,
do that.
Mike. Take care.
And thank you very much for calling in. So, Sonar, can we do tip of the week? So this is Mike, Dr. Mike, with your Real Age tip of the week. Quitting smoking is easy. I've done it 100 times. If you've tried to stop puffing on coffin nails, Mark Twain's quotation rings oh so true. Try these tips to quit. Set a quit date 30 days from now. Start walking every day. You're building discipline and heart-lung health as well as decreasing your weight. Get a prescription for an anti-craving pill like bupropion from your doc. Find a buddy. Ideally someone else who wants to quit and will help you. Start using a nicotine patch the day you quit. Smoking's a tough enemy. Nicotine replacement is just one weapon. Only 5-10% of quitters who use only the nicotine patch succeed. That's why we want you to walk, have a buddy, and try the anti-craving pill. That's our combo approach. Nearly 60% of people who follow it succeed and don't gain weight when they do it. And that's the Real Age tip of the week. Joe?
All right, Dr. Mike. And by the way, that was one of our top medical stories of the week, right? Most people don't quit smoking because they're really nervous about gaining weight. They don't want to gain the weight. So, you know, they figure the better option is to keep smoking, which obviously, right, it's not the better option, right?
It's a lousy way of managing stress. And because... when you finish with the cigarette, you got the stress, and not only that, you give everyone around you disease. So, in fact, quitting is a very important thing, but we learned that 50% of people don't quit. That is, almost everyone who doesn't try and quit says they're afraid of the weight gain as the reason. So start walking and do the other things we've talked about. Have a buddy. Go to the anti-craving pill. That anti-craving pill helps you not only control craving, but not eat as much, too.
Dr. Mike Roizen, I want to thank you for listening to the show today. And anywhere along the way, just email us at udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. And thanks a lot for listening. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.